Hey friends, it's Pastor Jason. Thank you so much for listening to The Daily Hit. You can get all of this content and more at jasonjohncowart.com. Be sure to follow and share this with your friends. Let's jump into today's verse. Psalm chapter 34, verse 8 says this, "O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him." This is a verse that David wrote, and we see that it's after he does a few things. He's actually in a situation with Abimelech at this moment. And so what David does in this psalm is, first, he just talks about how good God is. He says stuff like, "Bless the Lord at all times. His praise will be continually in my mouth. My soul boasts in the Lord. Magnify the Lord with me." And then he goes on a little tear about what God actually did for him. "Hey, I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me. The poor man cried to him and the Lord heard, saved him out of trouble. The angel of the Lord encamps." I mean, just this really rich section of not only praising God, but recounting God's goodness. And then we land in verse 8, "O taste and see that the Lord is good." Now look, I'm going to tell you right now, if there was ever anything inside of you that made you hesitate on trying something with Jesus, maybe that hesitation is stepping into a relationship with him to begin with. I mean, maybe you're just like, "Man, I don't know about this Jesus thing. Like, I don't know, dude." Well, this is an encouragement for you. Maybe God's called you to do something and you're terrified of what that looks like, or you don't really know, you can't see the way it's going to end. And so you're so hesitant to just jump out and do the thing that God asked you to do. This is a message for you. It's a message for a variety of situations and a variety of seasons. But what David's trying to remind us in this moment is that God really is good. And if you've had any doubt about that, just try it, man. Just taste and see. Give him a chance. You might actually find that the Lord is good and that his mercies do endure forever and that he helps those who cry out for him, that he's a refuge for those. I mean, that's what the Bible verse ends talking about, is blessed is he who takes refuge in him. Well, what does that mean? What is refuge? Refuge is a protection. It's a strong tower. It's the thing that keeps you safe. It's the thing that keeps you from being consumed by the enemy. I mean, the Lord is telling you through this psalm, look, man, try me. I mean, my goodness, you've tried everything else. You've tried to fill that void with literally everything else. Why not try God? It's like when you're trying a new food, man. It's like, "I don't know if I'm going to like this. It looks bad," or maybe it looks good and you think, "Oh, this is going to taste great." You get that thing in your mouth and all of a sudden you really figure out whether or not you like it. But it takes you being willing to try the thing so that you can experience the goodness of the thing. And the same thing goes with God. You're sitting on this side and you want the goodness and you want to experience that positivity with the Lord, but you're so terrified to taste and see. And what I want you to do with this verse is just take some encouragement from David. Take some encouragement from a man who faced a variety of situations, from having to trust God to protect his sheep, to facing a giant down in a valley before two armies, to having to deal with the issues of leading people, having to be king, having to deal with the issues of life that were surrounding some of his biggest mistakes. But in the midst of all that, David still confesses, "Look, I was in trouble. God helped me. I needed a place to run to. He was there. I needed a refuge and God became my strength. So I'm going to extol his name. I'm going to magnify him. I'm going to praise him." This is a guy who'd experienced some things, some craziness in life. And what he figured out is that God is faithful. God is good. God is a refuge. And if you have any doubts, just try him. So that's my encouragement to you today. Stop trying to talk yourself out of it and just try God. Taste and see that he's good. If you've never had a relationship with him, jump into a relationship with him. I mean, my goodness, what do you have to lose? If you're in a relationship with him and he's called you to do something that you're terrified of, taste and see that the Lord is good. You're never going to experience his goodness unless you're willing to taste and see. And so that's my encouragement today. Listen to me today. Listen to David from thousands of years ago. God is good. And if you'll just try him, you'll figure that out for yourself. Thank you so much for listening today. If you have any questions or comments, maybe a verse recommendation, I'd love to hear those. Or if you want to financially support this podcast, visit jasonjohncowart.com. And if you're in the Northeast Houston area and you're looking for a great church home, we'd love to have you at Freedom. Visit freedomdl.com for more information.